Tonight, I want to ask you, and don't get like spiritual on me, okay? You can, because it's good, it's a good thing. But the answer for this one, it is Jesus, but don't say that, okay? But I want you to think on just what is the most valuable thing that you have today. So, skip with the title. Your health. Okay, we've got health over here. My family. Okay, that's good. Thank God. Wi-Fi. All right. Your job. That's good. Cool. Anything else? Anybody got a house? Okay, great. Some house there. Cars? Your student loan? Anyway, so I want to read, it's a scripture I'll read to you guys now. Tonight I'm quickly going to share just on a basic doctrine that you guys are supposed to know, and something that I feel that the Lord just wants us to touch on again. But we are all stewards. And my name is Deval, I'm not steward. I know there's maybe some stewards here, but stewards in the sense of being a steward of what you were given. Okay, so the Lord says in Psalm 24, I haven't got it on the board there, so those of you who want to turn with me to Psalm 24, you can. Says there in Psalm 24, verse 1, just so that we get the background of what we are dealing with when we speak about stewardship. Says there in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. All right, so when we start to speak about stewardship, that is the base of where we get stewardship from. Everything belongs to God. I know you know that. But I want you guys to and that's why I ask you to just shout out some things apart from Jesus, what you deem as, you know, valuable in your life. Because all of the things that you said, it's found here in verse 1. The first thing is, you know, the earth and all its fullness, all the stuff of this world belongs to the Lord. That's the first thing. The second thing that he says there, that is also the Lord's, the world, again, and those who dwell therein. So it's the stuff, you know, the gold and the diamonds and the everything belongs to God. And then the people as well. They also belong to God. Now, when I was a young man, I experienced this firsthand when you speak about people. And I've experienced a couple of times since then. But the first time that I experienced it was when my mother died when I was in grade 10, standard 8. And I was sitting in class after my mom died, and then I prayed just a simple prayer, because that is what God has showed me. He has borrowed me my mother for X amount of years. And I was just overcome with thankfulness, saying, thank you, Lord, that I could have had my mother for 16 years of my life. Thank you for borrowing me my mother. Okay, it sounds freaky to you, but it's scriptural. Everything belongs to God. Everything, the stuff and the people, belong to God. The second time that God came and asked me this was, now I'm the parent and my son is dying. And he says to me, Deval, can I have him? And then it's, yes, yes, Lord, let's do this. No, then it's tough. You know, when God comes and asks you questions like that. But when you know the base, you know, of I'm just the steward of the things that are anyway belonging to the Lord, the stuff and the people. And everything that you said, all right, you know, we are all in that place of being a steward of God's everything. So just taking it back to where it comes from, because being a steward is something that God has appointed us to be. When you read with me in Genesis 1, that's where God does this. After he's made everything, now he's making man. And then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let him have dominion, reigning, stewardship over the fish of the sea, and over the birds and the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. So, when God made everything, the first thing that he did was he gave it to Adam to rule and reign over that, which God has made everything. Now I think to myself, you know, if I saw what God made, and I was Adam, and God would just give it to me, then I wouldn't have gone and eaten of the apple key. Because it is awesome. But I mean, that's just my pride. I'm as sinful as Adam because I come from that place. So I would have done the same. But God has given everything to us humans to be stewards of. Psalm 8 verse 3 says the following. You have given him dominion over your works and over the works of your hand, and you have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. Again, yeah, the psalmist writes and he says, man has been given dominion to rule and reign, to be stewards of what God has made. Now, here's the question. If you are a steward, what are you? Okay, I know you're a steward. But put it into your own words. Just tell the person next to you, when you are a steward, what are you? Come on, people. Well, I'm just a steward. That's all. Okay? Good enough. Here's the question. Are you the owner? No. Are you the guy looking after the stuff? Yes. Very simple. So, the big difference between what we, and especially in our Western culture, where we have been so trained to own. I know that I've heard Benjamin's friend, he said, whatever God tells you, own it. It's a good thing to own what God has said to you. But in the place of the stuff and the things and the people, you cannot own that because it belongs to God. So, if you are an owner, so let's take just the cultural thing of owning something. What can you do with something that you own? You can give it. You can do whatever you want. If you own something, you can do whatever you want with that thing that you own. And in that place, if you pull the theology through, you know, people have got big question marks, you know, regarding God and people dying and wars and stuff and things that he said, you know, who owns the people? God owns the people. What can the owner do of whatever with what they do own? Whatever they want. Just to get our thinking straight. God owns everything, so he can do with what he owns whatever he wants. But what did he do? He gave it to us as men, as women. He gave us everything to steward. So when you are a steward, you say, not this is my stuff. It says, my resources belong to God. He's the one that has temporarily entrusted me with what I've got. Be it your family, be it your money, your work, your house, your health. And I mean, that's a good place to be at, as a steward. You know, I've, this year is my pants that I wore before Danelle and I got married. But it's not because I'm such a good steward of my physical body. It's just because we are on day 20 or something of a 21-day fast, with Daniel fast. So, anyway, no. Being a good steward of your health is very important. And all of the other things. Because it belongs to God. He's the one that can say. He's the one that has it. One of my friends that I knew in varsity. You know, sometimes practical things works for some people and for me. So what did he went and he took, you know, you get some of those stickers that roll up on in those boxes where you pull it out and it gives you a little round sticker like that. So he took a round sticker, speaking about stewardship, understanding the principle of him being a steward, and then he went and he wrote on every one of those stickers. Now, he was a student. He didn't own much or think he owned much. And he wrote on it, this is God's. And he took off a sticker, and then on his jacket, he put the sticker, this is God's. On his books, this is God's. On his bicycle, this is God's. You know, to bring you to that place where you actually enact on what Scripture says. And I'm going to put stickers on my wife, you know, this is God's. And on my boys, this is God's. But anyway, it's the same principle. If you start to go around your business, whatever God has entrusted to you, and put figuratively stickers on them, you know what? When you go and you put on your jacket and it says, this is God's, it makes a difference to how you relate to that thing that you are putting on now. If you come to your cupboard and it's like, this is mine. You put it on differently. This is God's. Yes, I mean, especially those of us who don't have much money in it. This is God's. No, that is true. So, going about knowing that what I have got from God is something that I'm a steward of. So, not to labor the point too much, I don't have much time. Romans 12, it's not just finances. I mean, Benjamin has just spoken now about finances. It's not just about money, okay? But it is about money too. Yeah, in Romans 12, I'm just reading to you guys. Romans 12, verse 3, it says, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you to think of himself, not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Again, coming from God, you have received something, what? Faith. A measure of faith coming from God that is assigned to you to be a steward of. Verse 4. For as in one body we have many members, and members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. What grace? That grace of faith, that grace of our gifts. Let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service, in our service, in one who teaches, in his teaching, in one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, and the one who leads with zeal, and the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. So, not just about money, God has entrusted to you and to me a lot of gifts, people. You are a gift. And you need to steward that gift according to the faith that God has given you. Where's your stewarding of your faith and your gifts at this moment in time? You know, God is challenging me I almost said mal, but that's crazy. But God is challenging me again, just regarding Duval. What I've spoken over your life and the gift that you are you willing to give it to me and to go where I've said? Or are you going to own it here and stay put here? God wants us to bring the gifts and the things that He's given us, assigned to us by faith. And He wants us to distribute it among everybody. You be a steward of that. Knowing that if your gift is generosity, or, you know, if your gift is leading, there's a lot of stuff that the Bible speaks about. Take that figurative sticker and say, this is God's. What does God want to do with your gifts? And I'm not saying like this or this and that. God wants to use your gift for the edification of who? The people, the body. It's not about the you. It's not about me. But to be faithful stewards of what God has given us, not just the money, but also the gifts and the faith, we need to channel that thing, put it on our hands, say, you know, I am a gift from God, being a steward of what He's given me for the benefit of somebody else. That is what a good steward does. A good steward stewards things so well that everybody benefits from it. And if you put those stickers on it, then it's easy. You know, all the big things. If God says, you know that bucky of mine, Duval? No, God, I don't know about the bucky that you own. But if I put my sticker on it, this is God's. Then if God speaks to me and says, you know, Duval, that bucky of mine? I've said, yes, God. That nice one that I drive. Yes, that one. I want you to. Whatever. Then it's easy for us to be a good steward because we know what we have isn't ours anyway. We can just channel it to where God wants us to do that. Okay, so that's just on faith and on our gifts and things. And then another thing about stewardship is money, obviously. And I want to quote a portion of Jesus speaking. And, you know, when I was young and growing up, I don't know if it's in all cultures the same, but the word got me. But at least the enactment of that word was still in my heart. When I read about the talents, and I knew I could play rugby and I could swim, then I knew I had to go and get some two more. I don't know what. Maybe play cricket or... Because that was my concept of talents, and I didn't read the word. But we're going to read the word now. Jesus speaking about what the kingdom of God is like, and He says, Matthew 24, for it will be like, okay, the kingdom of heaven is like, for it will be like a man going on a journey who called who? His servants, and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability. And then he went away. And he who had received the 5 talents went and once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. And so the one with the 2 talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing the 5 talents more, saying, Master, you have delivered to me 5 talents here, and I have made you 5 talents more. And he said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Okay, so I want you guys to see, it's about stewardship, something that the master has given, but then that thing that was given was stewarded in such a way by the servant that the servant gets a commendation from the master. He gets a commendation from the master, and he says what? Come and enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, you had received 2 talents, the same thing happened to him. And then his master said the same thing as he did to the guy with the 5 talents. Then the one with the 1. He also had received the 1 talent. You had received the 1 talent, came forward and saying, Master, I knew that you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid. And I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours. But his master said to him, you're wicked and slothful servant. Now, slothful is a bad word. Slothful is a word like you are not caring enough about the things that were given to you. That is slothful. William is like, okay, man of me. That is slothful. You are not looking after what you've been given. So you are wasting it. You are wasting what you have been given. So that is what this guy with the one talent did. He was wasting it. And then, again, if I read my Bible, I would have known that the talents they were speaking about wasn't like the talents that I have in sport or stuff. Verse 27. But it was 26. His master said, you're wicked, a lazy servant. You know I reap and all of those things. And then he said, verse 27. Then you ought to have invested what? My money with the bankers. And at my coming, I should have received what is my own with interest. And then this interesting little portion of scripture here. Verse 28 and 29. He says, so take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have abundance. But from the one who has not. And then this is always getting me. Even what he has will be taken away. What you perceive to have received from the Lord and the way in which you go about that, if you perceive that you have received nothing from the Lord, which is a lie, he has blessed you, has given you everything, he's given you this world, he has made you a steward of that. But the perception of, you know, I've received nothing. Then it says here that that thing which you perceive as nothing, even the little that you have will also be taken away from you. Every person has got something that God has given them and entrusted to them. And God wants us to be good stewards of that. The worst thing you and I can do is when we think, either be slothful, I don't really care. Or you are in that place where you think, well, I haven't received anything. You have received much. When you know Christ, when you are His servant, you are stewarding everything that He owns. He's the boss and He can say whatever to you to do. And then ending off this evening, going quickly. Why do you want to be a steward of what God has given you? The reason that you would want to be a steward of what God has given you, you know what will God give you the day when He meets you? Biblically, He will give you a reward. He will give you a reward. He will say to you, like He said to the one with the 5 talents and the 2 talents, listen, come and enter into the joy of my Lord, of your Lord. He will give you a reward for all the toil and the stuff that you go through in this life, in the next. And when you have got that in mind, saying, God, I am stewarding your stuff for the benefit of your people, so that your people that are here can get to know you, then when I get to heaven with you, you will say, well done, good and faithful servant. So here's my question tonight. What do you have in your hand? What are you stewarding that is God's? I know it's everything. I just said that. But I want us to get to that place where you know that wherever you are and whatever you have, God has given you so much, and it's not just the money. And you need to be a good steward of that. A steward of that for the benefit of the people that are around you. And ultimately a good steward because you belong to somebody that is owning everything. When I was surfing one year, there was a guy in the water. And you know, you've got all these big stories that you tell there. And one of the best things that can happen is a dolphin, just in your peripheral vision, just cut the water, like, tss. And then everybody's like, dolphin, dolphin. Until the one day, then it's not that. But the guy sitting there, and there's a lot of, especially if you're not local, you know, if you're not local to that beach or strand where you are, and you get there and you've got all these mean bully guys that are knocking off waves and stuff. And then this one guy that is a local, he's giving this guy lip, telling him where he must get off. And him knowing his word and his master looks that guy dead in the eye and says, "You know what? You cannot speak to me like that because my dad owns this beach." And the guy shut up from then on. Know whose you are, but also know what you have been given. You've been given much. And God will require of us an account, not for salvation, okay? If you are God's child, you know, and you've been saved, then I will see you in heaven. But the reward of what you are going to get in heaven, that has got everything to do with the way that you steward the things that God has given you in this life. Your gifts, your money, the people, and all of those things. And one day we're going to stand at the white throne judgment, and God is going to burn away our lives before us. And only the things that were done in that principle of stewardship with God's grace will stand. And you will be rewarded for that. Or you can build your life and your stuff into things that aren't into those principles of stewardship. And it starts small. When it comes to money, you know, when I was a student, I used to give 10% of my money that I got from my dad to the church. Legalistically, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Because it taught me a valuable principle in life. That whatever God gives me, I will give back to Him a portion of it. Whatever your portion is. And as you give of that portion to God, you know what? You become free as you start to learn how to be obedient in that. Then even if you get like hundreds of thousands of bucks, you will not be bound because you know it's not yours. It belongs to God. You are only a steward of what He has given you. So, my time's up. Let's stand together tonight, and then I'm going to pray for us.